Constitution of the State of Georgia to perpetuate the principles of free government, ensure justice to all, preserve peace, promote the interest and happiness of the citizen and of the family, and transmit to posterity the enjoyment of liberty, we the people of Georgia, relying upon the protection and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish this Constitution. Article 1, Bill of Rights. Section 1, Rights of Persons. Paragraph H1, Freedom of Conscience. Each person has the natural and inalienable right to worship God, each according to the dictates of the person's own conscience. And no human authority should, in any case, control or interfere with such right of conscience. Amendment 1, of the Constitution of the United States of America. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Formal letter to Board of Commissioners of Jackson County, Georgia. Presented, June 16, 2014. Jackson County Board of Commissioners. This is a request for investigation into an amendment of Religious Gatherings Ordinance under Section 351D of the Temporary Events heading of Ordinances in Jackson County, Georgia. Dear Board of Commissioners, upon reading the language of Section 351D, we and others have become concerned that this ordinance could be used to infringe upon the religious and free speech rights of citizens in Jackson County. We have determined that the language is so broad that it is given to the interpretation of whoever may be in a position of power at any given time. Our concern is that the language could be used to limit or monitor home Bible studies, home church cell groups, home prayer meetings, or any other small gathering that may be of a religious nature. While it is understood that a large gathering that may need parking or may somehow infringe upon neighbors should require a permit, it should also be understood that a small meeting in a person's living room to pray or study the Bible should need permission from no one. The wording of the amended ordinance could contain a clause that states, gatherings on private property need no permit as long as there is ample privately provided parking and the assembly does not violate predetermined fire code ordinances or noise ordinances. We believe that as American citizens and as citizens of the state of Georgia, we should not have to ask any government agency or official for permission to have a few people over to our homes to pray or sing or study or what have you. We have all seen the examples in several other states where people, especially Christians, have been prosecuted, spent time incarcerated, and been subject to heavy fines because those in a position of power chose to enforce ordinances like this one by the letter of the law. Another concern is that one of the organizations dedicated to disassembling of religious freedoms may bring a lawsuit forcing counties to enforce such ordinances by the letter of the law. We feel that an amendment to this ordinance is needed to protect not only our freedom, but the freedom of our children and future generations. Thanks for your service, understanding, and cooperation in this important matter. Sincerely,